I am not good at this game. It's very reminiscent of how good I am at Mario.
That's probably true.
Yes.
He can be played with just one hand.
Like all good games.
The longer you touch the screen, the higher you'll jump.
Yes.
If you tap while jumping, you'll do a spin midair.
No.
I mean, I guess it depends.
Bayonetta had the one button mode. That was even better. Bayonetta, which is a game with gratuitous cheesecake and butt shots and everything, had a mode where you could just hold a button down and the game would automatically win itself, so you could more easily masturbate.
I remember that game having that feature.
It's a good game, but that feature is embarrassing.
Yeah. I know who Crash Bandicoot and Link are, for the record.
Yeah.
Because I'm not dumb.
Are you not dumb?
No.
Okay.
Although I do think I am getting dumber with age. I'm pretty sure it's a fact.
I'll back that up.
All right.
Welcome to episode 183 of Gribble System.
That was a weird way to say it, but sure.
It was.
What's your name?
My name's Nathan.
Nathan what?
Hoffman.
Okay. My name's Katie. Marie. Shay.
Why do you Shay this time?
Are we using middle names now?
I didn't use my middle name.
I'm Jeremy, apparently Shay. Valiant 418 on the forums.
If you split letters into two-letter pair or group letters into two-letter pairs, my middle name becomes a palindrome.
If I change a bunch of things around and then change things around, it becomes a thing.
What?
Because it's basically like the pattern. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. And so if you group them into a 1, 2, a 3, 4, and a 1, 2 and then reverse it, it's still a 1, 2, a 3, 4, and a 1, 2. So individual letters is not a palindrome, but if you do two-letter pairs,
it's in no way a palindrome.
Not at all.
In two-letter pairs, it would be.
If you change things, yes.
But it's not.
But that's it would be two-letter pairs.
Work. Katie's name's a palindrome if you change everything around a little bit.
Yeah. It's no. Perfect palindrome.
Name how.
Huh?
I gave an actual rule which would make mine a palindrome. Explain how you can make Katie a palindrome.
I would just spell my name backwards at the end of my name.
So boom. There's a silent E attack at the end of Katie?
Yeah. And
so
we do it backwards. Katie attack.
Yeah, Katie attack.
Yeah, and she didn't have to rearrange anything.
Yeah.
She just had to add 6 silent letters at the end.
Yeah. How do you spell Katie?
7 letters? What?
No.
3 Ks.
And also, all I did was put my name up against a mirror.
Boom.
Yeah.
Well, now you're bringing outside tools into it. That's cheating.
You brought fingers into it.
Only to demonstrate, because you couldn't follow the logic in your head.
My just demonstrating my palindrome.
No, it's essential to create the palindrome.
So is your finger.
My,
God.
My fingers aren't needed to create the palindrome, only to...
Okay, I think we could both agree that your name is not a palindrome.
Not as is, but in two-letter groupings it is.
Mine isn't as is, but with a mirror it is.
Fair enough. Except no.
And my name's Brian.
And my name is Andy, and my favorite toy when I was a kid was the Terradrome.
Okay.
Terradrome, yeah.
All right, then.
What's a Terradrome?
Terradrome? It's the Cobra's headquarters.
Yeah.
It had a cool shuttle launching feature in the center of it. It had the trouble bubble there.
I like Skeletor's castle where you pour the slime on people.
It's actually my nickname for my boxers.
Skeletor's castle was Snake Mountain.
No, that's true.
Yeah, where X Slime Pit was the pit with the claw there. Reach up and grab a guy and he'd pour slime on him.
We poured slime once and it ended up all over the carpeting of our bedroom and then that was it for slime.
Yeah, no more slime.
We had the Ninja Turtles that had like a little Jeep and you put pizzas in it and then shoot the pizza.
Yeah, it did.
That was a fun little thing. I think it was the news van, wasn't it, that had the on top?
No, it's just it's the turtle van.
It was just the turtle van, okay. I don't know, it's been a while.
A movie that shoots manhole covers.
I'm old.
That'll just murder people. You'll just bifurcate a guy with that shit. That's the orthogonal of this week, by the way, is bifurcate.
But I understand bifurcate. Yeah. That's something that does make sense. It's like,
what?
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 As I've heard it before.
Orthogonal's not okay, but bifurcate, you're down with that shit.
No, I'm not good with orthogonal. I've never heard of it until you mentioned it when we were playing.
Because he watches Turtles a lot. They always use the phrase all the time.
Oh, about bifurcating things.
I just bifurcated another dude.
That's okay. We're playing Codenames last night, and Nathan uses... pillory, and my whole team's like, what? I was like, I know what it is, guys. It's okay.
My disaster moment in Codenames was when I used Blofeld 4, and everybody on my team's just like, I don't, who's, and they'll just look at each other and like, what's Blofeld? I'm like, oh, sweet Jesus, no.
Last night, by the way, that was ridiculous.
What?
Because I only had one clue left, and you had five.
Yeah, and then they got them all.
That's
legit clue giving.
Blofeld four, and they got it all.
No, they got none.
We had two of them.
Yeah.
Off of random guests.
Yeah, that's true. They're like, yeah, it sounds like a criminal, so they took the bear wearing a prison outfit, and then they chose Bond just randomly, not because of James Bond.
I thought you were making a Seinfeld reference. I thought we get Seinfeld.
No. Ernst Blofeld.
All right.
I don't know what that is either.
No one knows who that is.
They fucking do.
The bad guy from GoldenEye?
That is one of the ones that he isn't the bad guy in. He's the bad guy in like half the Bond movies.
You saw
Spectre with me. You were sitting next to me for an entire fucking movie with Blofeld as the villain.
Hey,
Although that movie was terrible and I blocked it from my memory, so I guess I shouldn't blame you for that.
Yeah, I remember. I think I was there. I don't really know.
I wish I was there.
I wish I was there for that because you, out of all of us, you are probably the quintessential
huge Bond fan.
And I have not liked the most recent ones. Besides Casino Royale, I have not liked the other ones.
The Daniel Craig ones that weren't Casino Royale were weak.
I love Quantum of Solace, but I know I'm alone in this room for that. But I love Quantum of Solace. Skyfall was meh. It was a C+, whatever. It was not particularly
good. Solid B+.
Casino Royale and Skyfall are the only two I can tolerate.
Oh, God.
Casino Royale.
Quantum of Solace is so good.
If you like shit,
it has a
Blofeld, and it's what must be good.
He's not in that one.
Which ones is he in at this point?
Quantum Solace is the one with the conspiracy theory that he actually was like brain damaged, isn't it?
That's just real life.
I haven't heard that.
That's a football movie. That's a Will Smith movie with football.
Yeah, that's true.
No, that's why it all works out in the end.
It's because it's all in his mind.
Because it's all in his mind.
I did hear there that was a like an internet fan theory about that.
Oh no, that's Spectre. That's the most recent one.
Oh, okay.
The terrible, terrible. Actually, no, because doesn't even have the good sense to be terrible. Like if it was terrible, at least I could hate it. But it was just there. It's like nothingness.
Like
just
a this weeping void.
Sword. No, at least it's just like staring at a wall. Like just stare at that wall for 2 hours and then critique it.
What are you doing?
He was making sure we were broadcasting.
Okay.
But just like stare at that wall for 2 hours and then critique the positives and negatives of the experience. And it's like there's nothing even bad happens.
I'm really glad that the wall kept the ceiling up and so then I didn't get cold.
Don't rate the wall's structural ability. Your enjoyment of the entertainment given to you by the wall. It's entertainment value.
Can I take a nap?
No. You have to...
I feel like I could have taken a nap during the movie.
I guess you could have. I wish I had. So fucking bad. He
regularly naps in the movie theater.
Yeah. Like, they have one of his big cronies. They introduce... It wasn't Bautista, was it? It might have been. The guy who plays Drax.
The guy at the beginning?
It's some other big guy. I don't think it was Bautista, but it could have been him. I don't know. But they introduced the crony. They introduced the crony of Blofeld. He's like, here's my gimmick because I got these knives on my pinkies and I gouged this guy's eyes out with them. Sure. So he just gouges people's eyes out. It's like, that's his fucking gimmick. And then he fights Bond and he doesn't do it and Bond doesn't do it to him and then he just falls out of a train and then he's gone.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, why'd you give him a gimmick? Like, Oddjob gets killed with his hat, you know, and Jaws with his teeth and like they bring the gimmicks back and they get, you know, hoisted by Owen Petard. Not in this movie. This movie just falls out of a train for no reason.
Pinky knives for no reason.
One where he has the charms in there, his lucky charms.
Sure.
That's his gimmick.
By the way, you know Dr. Evil? That's Blofeld. He's a Blofeld parody.
Is
with
he?
The white cat and everything. But whatever. It's just so depressing.
Nathan has so much sadness.
Why was Spectre so bad? Like the first 15 minutes, the Day of the Dead thing was cool.
What?
Yeah.
Right? So dope. You want to talk about a good movie, not about Star Wars.
Star Wars!
Star Wars!
Star Wars.
Everyone but Nathan saw Star Wars. And we enjoyed it.
It was a great movie.
It was really good. I would recommend
it. It was better than the other one that they came out with.
She thinks it's better than Seven.
And Rogue. Than,
I've not decided how I come down on that particular decision. It's definitely better than 1, 2, and 3.
Well, yeah, that's not hard.
I rewatched
It was
Awakens.
Phenomenally done.
I watched Force Awakens again last week, and it actually, I thought it was just as, I enjoyed it as much. Because that's something you watch a movie multiple times, you're like, well, maybe not, but I still.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like it more or not. It was enjoyable. And it's enjoyable in a different kind of way, which is
it
also
is different.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. I like that it's different. It does some things. It tries to play with some of the like standard Star Wars tropes, which I like.
No spoilers, though, but I'm happy.
No, I'm not.
I'm happy that it don't know if I can really say it with it.
Well, it ties in nicely to the universe.
No, yeah, it ties nicely to the universe, and it doesn't involve consistent Skywalkerisms.
Yes.
Where everybody has to be fucking Force-sensitive.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. It has good actors. Good
performance. Yeah, the actors did a really good job.
I've seen it twice already.
Yeah. So we went to see the movie today. So
what time does the movie start, Brad?
No, wait. We're done.
Oh, this is just a good thing to do for this podcast in general.
So, Brian got tickets for me and Brian and Katie, because we talked about going to see the movie today, because Katie's friend was going to come into town on Friday for the party Saturday. The weather, she didn't wind up coming in, whatever. But so we're going to go see it today. So we had tickets last night. I confirmed with Brian, what time are we going to see the movie? Brian says 11 o'clock. Yeah. I said, okay. I said, are you going to drive or are we going to drive? Because when you live a block away, it's ridiculous for us to both drive. So he's like, well, one of us should drive. I said, yes. Which one of us? He said, I'm not going to make a decision. I said, all right. It's 11, so what time do you want to leave? And because he's Brian, he wanted to be there at like 10:30. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, we pre-purchased tickets for a show at 11, but whatever. 10:30, sure. So we get to the theater. Brian hands the guy the ticket. The guy gives
Who drove?
Brian,
this was a part of your Brian, story.
Sorry, Brian drove. Brian,
you introduced Brian. The entire Who's Gonna Drive plot line. It's like Spectre all over again.
Brian just fell off a trip.
I want to point out that I wanted to sleep in today because I may have drank a little bit yesterday.
Just a little bit.
Just a smidge.
And stayed up just a little bit late for Katie as well.
It's like 2 a.m. That's a little bit late for most people.
I know. I think it was closer to 2:30 by the time you guys left.
It was.
And then we picked up for a bit. Like by the time I was laying down to go to bed, it was like
3. It was about 2:30.
Fuck you, Brian.
Yeah, you up to like 9:30.
No, he didn't.
Left at like 7.
I texted him at 8.
That is true. I saw him. He ate some cheese and then he left.
He left before Keith got there.
Why?
He hates me.
I don't like people.
Yeah, but there was cheese and meat and pie.
I went home. I honestly went home and I took a shit for about 15 minutes. Just poured out of me. You needed to know that.
So anyway, this morning,
but
okay. So we get to the theater at 10:30. Brian hands the guy the tickets, and the guy's like, looks at Brian funny, and says, you're in theater 11? And hands it back to Brian. And we're like, well, that was weird.
He looked at me funny once, gave his tickets at 11.
It took him a minute to figure out what the, like, he didn't really, like, right, usually they're just like, yep, you're in theater, blah.
I didn't even notice that he looked at Brian funny.
He, like, looked at Brian funny. And
so
then
it's either
like,
2 times, 1 times, or 0 times, depending on which of you
He looked at me funny once, and he did hesitate for a moment.
He did hesitate.
Okay, so it's whether a hesitation counts as a second look.
So we go up, we get our food, and we walk down to the theater, and Brian's like, which theater are we in? I don't remember. I was like, 11, because he said that, even though I'm not holding the tickets. And Brian's like, okay, sure. Brian doesn't get the tickets out, because why would he? So we walk into the theater to a full-on space battle on screen that is clearly the middle of a Star Wars movie. Like, very clearly.
There's no space battle going on at the time.
Very clearly, Star Wars in mid-go.
Yeah.
Is he just making up things? Nothing he's said has been true, according to
him. There were lasers and shit. I mean, I couldn't see
this. There are things that are true. Brian drove. We went to the theater.
So
we did walk into a movie that was already playing.
So we immediately back out of the theater. And I go, Brian, which theater are we in? So he pulls out. He's like, nope, we're in 11. And we look up, and it started at 10. So we're an hour into the movie, and we're like, Brian, how did we miss our show by an hour? And Brian just starts laughing uncontrollably and says, no, our showing's at 1.
It wasn't uncontrollable.
It wasn't I was like, I couldn't stop laughing.
You just had apoplexy.
So we're still waiting on our food at this point, because we were going to go like put our coats down and then get our food. So we go get our food that we ordered, and we sit. They have little tables at Point Cinema. We're literally just sitting at a little table eating our movie food, and then went home because it was 2 hours.
Did you actually go home?
We did actually.
Okay. Well, I'm just double checking literally everything he says at this point because they've all been lies.
And by the way, the person who kept laughing was Jeremy. He laughed like the entire way home.
We're not going into that. Okay. Andy has decreed that I can't talk about my feelings about the Susan G. Komen Foundation.
That's because you've expressed them. We all know
how you feel.
Okay. No one really disagrees that much with you.
So anyway,
nobody on the planet disagrees. Like, right. So that's
right. No, I know that the topic got brought up in the Lost Aspect podcast. And I'm sure they pushed him over to ask us about it.
Sure. Of course they did.
I don't want to talk.
So we wound up going back home and then going back to the movie like an hour and a half later because Brian couldn't read the tickets enough to know what time our showing was at.
Hey, it was
The good
today.
News is I got theater food twice.
Well, apparently the guy tearing your ticket couldn't read them either.
Well, I think he was confused why we were there for a 1 o'clock showing.
He just didn't.
Oh, was it actually in Theater 11?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, at least he was right. He just didn't mention that you were 3 hours early.
He didn't say, but really, guys?
He figured it was none of his business. And I can't fault him for that.
If that's how we want to spend our day, he's not going
to
judge us.
It could be back to those days where you go and camp out in front of the theater again for your reserved seating.
Well, was this Star or Marcus?
Marcus.
Yeah, and Marcus has like a restaurant there. You could have been going to eat lunch in their cafe.
It was not close. Open yet because it was not 11.
It was open. While we were there.
Well, okay, but I mean, you were there almost at 11,
we
right?
Almost, so we could have been there for the opening of the Marcus Theater restaurant.
Yeah, you could be like, all right, restaurant open at 11, and then we'll eat for an hour and a half, and then our movie's at 1. Like, that would work.
Watch the Packer game a little bit?
Yeah.
Except Packer game wasn't until noon.
That's why he said a little bit. It opens at 11, you eat for an hour, you watch the Packers game for an hour, and then you go into Star Wars.
The point is, I could have slept for another 2 hours. I feel like everyone's missing that point.
So anyway, that
it was a late night party.
I got up at like 8. I was very unhappy about
that. I got up at 7 because the dogs are
bitches. Yeah,
yeah, mine is 2, but I told her to go fuck herself.
Yeah, and
I told Jeremy to go take care of it.
The problem is Katie's mom's dog that we're watching right now just sits with a high pitched bark and barks until you let her out in the morning.
Just sleep through that.
I can.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Katie can't, and then Katie wakes me up and says, like, go deal with the dogs.
I sleep through the noise, and then she licks my face, and then I just turn over, and then she gives up.
Wow. My dogs do not give up that easily.
Yeah. No. So anyway, that was good times, great oldies. And then the party last night was super fun for everyone except Brian, who left after like 2 seconds.
I was there over 60 minutes.
Jeff and I were there when he was in the process of sneaking out.
No, you guys are all downstairs. There's no one upstairs. I was still.
No, you were downstairs for a little bit. You came upstairs and you saw us there, and you were like, no,
I didn't leave.
I'm not leaving yet.
No, I didn't say that at all. I came upstairs, got some more food, and went back downstairs. I was still like 15 minutes away from leaving then.
Oh, a whole 15 minutes.
I need more food. Hey, that's a quarter of the time I was there.
Did you enjoy the food?
Yeah.
What? Wow. Not even the Spanish artichoke dip?
Yeah, it was fine.
What about
your croissants with...
croissants with hot dogs.
Croissants with hot dogs.
Pretty amazing.
Nathan did not like me calling them that.
What ignorant savage are you? So like, how do you make it? Oh, it's croissant-wrapped miniature hot dogs. The fuck? There's a term for croissant-wrapped miniature hot dogs, you dingus.
He likes adding words where they're not necessary.
What are those? Oh, it's a hot dog on a stick coated in cornbread batter and deep fried. Just say a fucking corn dog. Like, it's flattened dough with a tomato sauce and various toppings and cheese. It's pizza!
Do you feel strongly about this, Nathan?
I feel strongly about you. And not in a good way.
Aww. But at least you feel strongly. That's something. That's worth points.
I'm ambivalent towards Brian.
There you go. Strongly is good.
I'm nice to Brian in hopes that when he dies, I get his board game collection.
There you go.
I assume he does the same back at me.
No.
That's fair.
I'm your sister wise.
I already have a will set up for those board games.
That's terrifying.
Mine just says Thunderdome. It has a list of like 8 people, and then just says Thunderdome, and it's unlined like 3 times.
It involves a lot of gasoline.
Yeah.
That's for your computer.
Oh, that's kind of self-destruct button. Every 12 hours, I need to put a code in the computer, or it just blows up automatically. Man, there's things out there that would just curdle a soul.
I don't want all your games. I just want castles.
It's fine.
I'll give you castles.
Okay.
No one's going to fight you for castles.
And 5 tribes.
Well, whoa, hold on.
Only if it's 5 players.
But yeah, the 4-player 5 tribes with expansion.
This, yeah, 4-player 5 tribes that has 6 tribes.
6 tribes, 4 players with the expansion.
Yeah. Why wouldn't 5 tribes play 4 people with 6 tribes?
There's actually 2 expansions for the game now.
7 tribes.
Does it bring it up to 5 players?
No.
Of course not. fucking course not. So anyway, those were the 2 things that I enjoyed that happened recently.
Deep fried cheese curds outside of Wisconsin are just called mozzarella sticks.
No.
Well, they are different. The sad thing is she's kind of right. You know, that those poor, deluded fools, that's the closest they get.
That's true. Deep fried cheese curds are a different thing, but you can't get them anywhere else. So mozzarella sticks is the next
You can get them in Illinois because they have Culver's there.
At Culver's, yes.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, it's not like it's unheard of.
Well, it's Zappity, I guess.
Okay.
We settled that one.
Anybody else got anything else they wanted to talk about this week?
So last weekend, I ran a Who's the Boss?
Oh,
have we not talked about that yet? Shit.
Nobody else showed up at.
I was working.
All 3 of us came to say hi to you.
And you weren't there.
You weren't there.
I was getting food.
We hung out for like a good 10 minutes. It felt like an hour.
And I was working.
Working. Just quit.
But no, we had we only had 13 people there. So we had a person. I ended up playing in my first Who's the Boss as Vi.
Nice.
But we raised about, it was $795 of cash and toy donations.
That's amazing with only 13 players.
Yeah, it was.
That's really good.
Well, I also donated a ton of my stuff for the prize support.
Ah.
We had some prize support from Use on Minis. They had donated a bunch of tokens and token sets and other awesome things.
Broken Egg.
Broken Egg. I got a really dry mouth for some odd reason. Broken Egg had a $60 gift certificate
nice.
Given out. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to give away anything for it, but Tectonic Craft Studios sent some stuff, but it came in on Saturday.
Oh, that's too bad.
So it was not with me at the event.
Yeah.
It was at work.
That's too bad.
So we'll have to figure out
next time.
Yeah, do something with that next time.
And then basically the rest of it was all from my personal collection of posters or miniatures and such.
Very cool.
But, yeah.
Everybody seemed to be having, when we dropped by and you weren't there, everyone seemed to be having fun.
Yeah, well, it's just
I assume you were having fun when you were there, too. But
when you weren't there, everyone was having a lot of fun.
It was really fun then.
Yay, no Andy, woo!
Well, it's just shit, because the weather's been bad for 2 weekends in a row, and so a lot of travel's just, like, kind of come to a
disagree.
Halt.
Disagree.
Yeah, we've had...
Well, it's bad for travel.
True. It's great for sledding.
I haven't gone sledding.
There was
you should go down to Alver and sled.
I haven't.
We talked about it.
My brother and my niece and nephew are going to be here tomorrow.
It'll be
about 30 degrees warmer tomorrow. So tomorrow's sledding makes more sense than today. Sledding when it's -3 versus 30 is a whole different ballgame.
You don't need the skin on your face.
I kind of do.
When I shoveled the driveway today, it was not that bad outside.
Yeah.
It was because there was no real wind. At least it didn't feel like there was real wind. So it was just the sun.
Yeah, without the wind, it's only like 4.
It was the dry wind.
That's balmy.
It was a dry wind.
I will say, though, it was pretty cool walking back into the house, and I looked like an Arctic explorer because my whole beard was just all
ice. Yeah.
It was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I like that feeling. I don't know why, but.
I didn't actually
I'd be scared today, that my hair would snap off if it was all frozen like that. Is that how hair works?
No.
I don't know.
No.
It can, but not until like
way
super sub zero.
Yeah.
The most annoying thing, and it's more facial hair, so you wouldn't have as big of an issue with it.
As
is,
big. You have a little bit of an issue, but just.
Thank you, Nathan.
I said it's more with facial hair, which is why she wouldn't have an issue with it.
Of course.
Not that it's exclusively facial hair.
Sure, sure.
Is that when it freezes, it can like stick together. And so when you move, so again, the hair on your head doesn't really matter. But like when your mustache freezes, if you like move your mouth, since it's stuck, it actually is painful because it's stuck in place and it'll like break apart. And that's no fun.
That does.
I've never experienced that before.
Right, because it's a facial hair thing. Maybe you could get on like your you know, if you have any fine arm hair or something, but you're not Italian, so you probably don't have much arm hair.
My arms are actually pretty hairy.
Yeah. Well, maybe, yeah. Oh, yeah, they kind of are.
For a non-Italian person.
Point is, that's the worst. It's when, like, you move your mouth and your mustache is frozen together, and so, like, it cracks, and then, like, maybe this chunk of ice brings part of that mustache with it, which means it's no longer rooted in your face. That's the worst.
No, that is terrible. I agree.
My whole beard was, like, I didn't take a shower or anything before I went out shoveling, though, but my whole beard was just sopping wet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just because of
the ice.
I used to have a balaclava I would wear when it was cold and I would go out and shovel and I've misplaced it and it makes me sad because it makes it much more pleasant.
It's what? In the a balaclava, scarf drawer.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I should dig that out. It's basically like
it's a ski mask.
It's basically ski
it's
mask.
It's the three-hole ski mask that people always wear when
Robin
and
goes up
to
my nose. Like it doesn't cover.
Oh, then it's not a balaclava.
I mean, that's what it says on the tag.
Oh, well, okay.
But yeah, it's like you're gonna just wraps around the head, and it's just like the bottom of your ears and your nose and your mouth and all that. And you can get them that are full
so
ski
that's
mask.
Like a
I thought the difference between a balaclava and a ski mask was that a ski mask had the eye holes, a balaclava just came up to here and was solid fabric.
My phone's turned off, so I can't Google it.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's also irrelevant.
That's fair too. But at any rate, it makes it much more pleasant. It's in the scarf drawer, you say. Good to know.
It's more of a cabinet.
Where does the scarf drawer live that we own? Because I only own one scarf,
apparently.
And it's with my coat. And I just own the one.
Well, your scarf isn't in the scarf drawer. Your balaclava's in the scarf drawer.
Yeah. What scarf
drawer? Which is a cabinet. The cabinet!
What cabinet?
Your balaclava is in the scarf drawer, which is a cabinet. This has been said flatly.
All the pictures I see of the balaclava
are the full thing.
Are all the full thing. All
right.
You got a halfsies.
Apparently.
You just got a bala.
Yeah. Or a bala.
That's what he said.
No, he said
Oh, you said a clava. He said bala.
Oh, I thought he said a clava.
No.
Then it could also be a clava. I don't know.
I'm tired.
So Jeremy
had the unfortunate thing of having all the ingredients for Blind Russians at his place last night.
I mean, it's not unfortunate.
And I drank like two solo cups worth.
Were you the one that was doing shots of Bailey's?
No.
So I cleaned up today, and everything else was clean, except there was a shot glass completely full of, like, the inside and the outside were coated with Bailey's, and it was affixed to the counter via Bailey's as well.
What?
Somebody just, like, was doing shots of Bailey's and was so sloshed that there's just a puddle of Bailey's.
You sure that was Bailey's?
I think so. I hope so. If it wasn't, I'm terrified.
No, it wasn't me. I mixed everything in the cup.
Yeah, somebody was having a good time with the Bailey's.
I was saddened because when I went for my second one, there was not enough Bailey's left over.
Probably because someone was doing shots with it. Yep.
And then I took some of your milk.
Which is fine, too. Yeah.
Well, the man, it was a White Russian at that
there
point.
It had some Bailey's in it. It was like a little...
Little bit of Bailey's, yeah.
I switched to wine. It was not me.
I drank like five different things, but not much of any of them.
I drank a lot of different things. Well, but I had punch.
Some punch. I had punch with vodka, and then I had some wine, and I had a beer of some kind, and then I had some of my peach.
I was going to say,
pie moonshine.
What?
You still your words? Yeah, I did forget it. So, yeah, you'll get a jar.
The other jar.
I put it where the plates are down there.
Okay.
She put them in the scarf cabinet.
No, yeah, I didn't apparently.
Put them in there. That would be silly.
Yes, that would be silly.
That's where you keep clavas.
But yeah, it was a fun party. I have to say, it was an interesting evening that we had both homemade moonshine and homemade wine brought to the same party.
The wine
when neither has ever happened before at one of our parties.
Tastes like wine.
So I'm guessing the wine wasn't good because this morning, in addition to the Bailey's shot glass, there was a almost entirely full bottle of what was the homemade wine.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people tried it and didn't like it.
I tried it. Like, I put a little bit in a cup, and it didn't taste like wine. I thought it was, like, a flavored vodka.
It was supposed to be. I was told it was wine. But.
So I apologize to Jason if he's listening to this. But I don't know. I didn't like it.
His gumbo was really good.
His gumbo was amazing.
People liked his gumbo.
I actually want to get his recipe for the gumbo because I really liked the gumbo.
He said that's his bad gumbo. Like, that's, like, gumbo from, like, a powder mix.
Oh.
Like, that wasn't his homemade from scratch gumbo. And he said that he'll make when the weather's warmer.
Well, I need to definitely get the recipe for the homemade one if it's even better than that because that was good stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I ate a crap ton of that gumbo.
They had crab legs on sale at Hy-Vee the other day.
That's good a cool story.
Announcement! Crab legs on sale at Hy-Vee.
Good to know.
Caramba!
Shrimp aren't as good as crab.
His gumbo actually didn't have shrimp in it.
It had no seafood at all. It had andouille sauces.
So here's an important question for Katie. Are you excited for the new Errata coming for War Machine next month? Are you prepared?
So excited? You don't even know. I can't even sleep at night.
She can't sleep at night. She's so excited. Wow. Yeah. There you go, world.
That's fair.
That's our War Machine news.
No, we talked about Who's the Boss.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
And ATC is in March.
It is.
Yeah, but no one's going to that.
That's true.
You have a team, actually.
Actually, you have a lot of teams signed up, yeah.
Yeah, but not a lot of solo people. So, like, currently it's if you give me $75, you're guaranteed to be in the WTC.
That's what I'm waiting on. I'm last minute, here's $75. I'm going to Europe.
Like, at this point, it's almost like that.
Oh, because solo people get into the...
There's a solo masters, and the winner of the solo masters gets a slot on one of the other two teams. Yeah. So the team event is one of the three teams, and the solo masters is one of the other 10 positions. And we currently have a lot of people signed up for the team event, but not a lot of solo people. Yeah. Like, I think I have one person so far that signed up for the solo.
Going to the WTC.
And he's like, don't tell anyone.
Stop advertising.
Like, so hopefully, like, after New Year's, like, 30 people all just stampede to sign up for it. But
sometimes we have, like, neighboring of town events that have, like, for some reason, they're giving away some massive prize.
Yeah.
So I don't tell a lot of people locally that I'm going to it because it's less, like, it hurts my odds of getting some random prize. Like, why should I say, everyone, let's go and hurt my chances at winning something? Because I want to win something.
Yeah.
What's ridiculous? Sometimes it's just like ridiculous prizes every so often.
We also put in an application to be one of the feeder events for the War Machine weekend.
Oh, nice.
Since it's our first year, we can't be a full-on qualifier, but we can be in the wild card point thing. Nice. So we'll see.
Which if cool. I get to go to War Machine Weekend for free every year.
I guess I also could have. I just didn't ask to, so I paid last year.
I paid this last year as well.
I paid, and then Carl yelled at me for paying.
I was planning to play War Machine.
I won a raffle, so it was okay.
Yeah. Well, you judge. Like when you go to attend, you should pay. You should just go and hang out. Yeah. If you're going to War Machine Weekend for the weekend, even if you're not playing War Machine, you should be paying money to go.
Right.
You shouldn't. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You should always be paying money.
Carl loves me.
Yes,
that's true.
On that, but yeah.
Well, the first time it's because I beat Candy Crush for him.
Yeah, well, I mean, exactly. That gave you a whole free time.
Yeah.
She got a free time for that, and she got a free time for doing board games.
Because I paid the last few years.
I paid this last year.
And I haven't played War Machine in forever.
Yeah.
I haven't played Terra Mystica in forever.
I know, it's a long time.
It's a good game.
We played Terraforming Mars. That was fun.
Yeah.
And I was told afterwards I yelled at somebody.
That's kind of our new
Terra Mystica equivalent. Yeah, we have played Terraform Mars a bunch lately. It's really fun. It has enough player interaction that there's not none. Like, it's not true Euro game, but it's not like total player Scrooge the whole time either.
There's, yeah.
I mean, the player interaction is doing something someone else wants first.
Yeah.
Which is less egregious.
There's a lot of stealing resources and messing with stuff.
You can also steal resources from people.
Yeah, I mean, it's player interaction as much as, like, Lords of Waterdeep has player interaction.
Right, yeah. Well, that's why
Terra Mystica
doesn't
have player interaction.
That's why I'm comparing it to, like, Terra Mystica.
Yeah.
Because Terra Mystica, the big thing is, oh, God, I know you want that spot, I have to take it first, which is very similar with Terraforming Mars.
Right.
So
both in worker placement as in action buying, not worker placement, like the actions on the board that you can take and the pass things, but then also in the actual physical terraform location.
So side note, Kingdom Death is a crazy American style game. It's almost raised $8 million. It's a very weird
Kingdom Death.
It's a cult like following of a weird board. It's a crazy board game, and people who play it love it to death, but. Like the all in for the Kickstarter was $1,666, and they had between 1,200 and 1,500 people jumped up on that one. Not to mention all the pledges.
What?
It's insane.
This is their second Kickstarter.
It's a game where you basically play over multiple sessions. You basically have a tribe of people who try to survive a bunch of years, and you see if you can survive from like tribesmen to like super culture and try to like just survive.
So it's Civilization, the board game?
Yeah, except with like monsters fighting you.
Yeah, you're fighting monsters and you just control a village and you have these cool character sheets and the combat's supposed to be amazing. But it's just, I won't touch it. It's just too expensive. I didn't get in. I almost jumped into the season one, and that stuff sells on eBay for like just fucking money. I mean, you could sell it for like five times we paid for it, and it was really expensive. But I thought a lot of the models were like, oh look, every female model was all butter brass. It was very sexualized. It's a very sexualized game, and I just avoided because of that the first time with you. I'm like, you know, I just didn't care.
I mean, in fair, there's like dick monsters too. Like it's not it's just
sexualized.
It's very violent. It's very sexual. Like everything is very over the top.
Okay.
The amount of hunks compared to the amount of babes in it, though, are
disproportionate.
I was on the edge of buying it first. It was very expensive, but I knew it was very popular. But I was like, I was on the edge, but that pushed me to the wrong side of the edge.
Okay,
and I don't feel bad about it, even like if I had, I could probably I'll make one of the cultists because the fan base is ridiculous. Anyway, I had a point to my story. So, but it's very American dice rolling, randomly of charts things happen. You fight a lion, you attack it, you might cut its balls off for some reason. That's like one of the possible results.
Okay, sure.
But Shut Up and Sit Down is a mainly Euro game podcast.
They're your favorite.
I have always mentioned how much I dislike them because every time they review an American game, they're always like, well, it looked pretty. As soon as they start, this game looks it looks very pretty. You know, the rest of the review is they hate it, but they try to be like positive for a second, and that's like every review of every American style game they've ever reviewed. Well, it looked neat, but blah blah blah. Fuck, fuck, fuck. So they're very biased in their opinions, and that's fine. But they're very funny. They have very good production value.
Okay.
They're very well articulated. They speak well. They're British.
Points.
But for some reason, they reviewed Kingdom Death, so I had to watch that review because I just knew they were going to hate it. And of course, they hated it. So it's like 30 minutes, and I'm just like, this is the worst.
Now you have me super curious about this game, but
yeah, it's insane.
John Acker is going all in on it.
The $1,666.
Yeah. The models are phenomenal.
Giant spider queen fucking things, and yeah.
Over the next 4 years, he's going to get like a shipment every year for like 4 years of stuff. It's going to be ridiculous.
Crap.
Yeah, and he's going to start a campaign, and those of us who want to try it out can try it out. But I've watched people mention we can play it. People seem to fucking love it. I mean, it's got a rabid fucking following.
Well, yeah, I mean, if a bunch of people bought in for that much, like, holy crap.
It may it hit almost 4 million in the first 24 in the first 24 hours.
Holy crap. Yeah,
that's what caused Shadows of Brimstone to up their pledge.
Well, yeah, because everyone's they basically, because what Kingdom Death did is if you pay the $1,600, you got all their like version 1 and version 2.
So
Shadows saw, and Shadows like, well, okay, we'll make pledges for $1,000.
That's a great idea.
People just jumped right up more. Like, oh, we'll people are just willing to give them. Shadows probably made an extra couple $100,000 just because of that concept.
So basically, it's like if you didn't buy in on the first Shadow Kickstarter, do this one and you get both.
Yes.
Yep. That's what Kingdom Death was. Because like I said, this is the second Kickstarter, but the all-in include the first one.
So what was the all-in on the first one if you...
I don't know.
It was a few hundred. It was less of a big deal.
It was more reasonable Kickstarter.
It was not a grand.
It was like 500-ish maybe.
Right.
Okay. That's interesting. But it's a cool idea for people that missed the first Kickstarter.
Yes. I think other companies just didn't do it because no one's like, man, it's a lot of money no one's going to do. And they proved people will pay you as much money as you want to charge them.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically true.
I think Sentinels of the Multiverse did that too. They had a similar all-in option where you can get every single expansion for the game.
And for Sentinels, it seems like it's cheaper because, you know, they probably have the card stuff ready to go in print. Like making the models, if you retire the mold, like you got to re-go make the mold.
Well, our viewer non-Euclidean Nick mentioned he went all out on the first one and went for 700-ish.
Okay.
Yeah. And he was saying the models pushed him over the edge again. Like for me, the models, I mean, the enemy models look so good, but then every female character was like just boobies. And I mean, I like boobies, but I don't think every single model to be that way for me. But even though they look good, they're sculpted.
Yeah, they're just
so
amazing models. Yeah.
And in the village building, because not only do you build your character, you build your village and you do all these neat
that is
world
really cool.
building things.
Yeah, and it's very...
That is very tempting to me.
It's basically, from what I've seen of it, it seems like it's very heavy metal.
Yeah.
In that,
yeah.
It's not like sci-fi in the regards, but just full-on heavy metal.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm not saying I even hate those kind of models, because sometimes I appreciate them, but the balance was too much.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
I think I remember hearing about this from you guys talking about the models and how it was too overly sexualized, a year or two ago.
Kerwood, also it's a
really
thing about it.
Doesn't like the game.
Yeah.
Overall.
Well, if it's not his style, it's not your style. Like, it sounds like a game I would enjoy.
Yeah. Well, the gameplay, you know, it's like he says in the chat, it's like playing Brimstone, but also building the town.
I love both parts of that.
But the aspects, both the gameplay is brutal. Like, you know, you're like, all right, second mission, all right, you literally just get raped to death by a dick monster. And then your character's just dead.
There you go.
And there is no, like, roll for an insanity. You're just dead. You know, start over. Like, the game's brutal hard, and it's also just very.
And
super
it's multiplayer?
R-rated. Yeah.
So it's campaign multiplayer, and you can just get fucked out of the game, and then everyone else just plays without
you? You play a village.
Okay.
So, like, your village might have 30 people. So you every session, you say, oh, I'll play this guy. So when your village is gone...
Okay, so your village doesn't get burned to the ground. Just the guy you're playing that session
correct.
Gets
but,
killed.
I mean, eventually your village...
You're going to run out.
Yeah. Like, one session...
But it's not
going to
be in the second turn.
Acker was watching a campaign where they stopped after 6 years because all the women died in, like, the fifth year. And basically, they couldn't make babies. So they basically...
That's bad.
So they got wiped out because all the women got killed.
That's pretty bad.
So, I mean, but it's like you can keep playing. You might get attached to like a one character, but you
sure,
have
but you can keep playing even if they die. Okay.
But then, like Andy said, the style, not the sci-fi, so it's like, you know, Lord of the Rings kind of age, but the style is very heavy metal. Like women in no clothing with giant boobs and guys in no clothing with giant muscles just all thrusting against each other with and without weaponry.
And you start basically a caveman. Like you start out as caveman hunting lions, and of course it gets more and more evolved as you go
right.
on. Yeah, no, I mean, like I said, I look forward to playing it when John gets it, but I could not, because for me, looking at it, I could only do the same thing he did. I would only be interested in the 1600 pledge. It was
right.
either that pledge or nothing.
It's that or nothing. Yeah, I get
that. And the fact that he got into it helped me not do it.
Yeah, that is nice for you.
It's convenient.
You had some kind of communication, like when there was a Conan Kickstarter
out. Brian knew.
It's in the basement in a closet. I have all that coins I've just shoved in a corner in the basement. I have made decisions that were wrong.
We don't see John as much, so you could just pick up Kingdom Death as well.
There you go.
I've learned
there is no wrongness. The only wrong decision you've made about Conan is the one you continue to make. What? All you need to do is take the stuff that I already own, which is all the Kickstarter exclusive stuff, eBay it now, and sell me the rest.
When I get everything,
then you're.
But I don't have, because I might do that once I get everything else that's coming in the mail.
I'll pay you for it, and then you can just give it to me as it comes in. It'll just be my property being mailed to your place.
That's, something seems weird about that. I don't know.
I don't know why.
Nathan doesn't either.
I wanted to go all in. He didn't, but then he did, and I didn't. And I'm like, well, let's just let me buy it. Let me wait 4 years, and then maybe.
It fits in a corner in the closet really conveniently.
I want to play with that dragon.
I showed you a picture of the dragon.
You showed me a picture of the box, you whore. He refuses to open my dragon.
Well, it's not your dragon.
It should be.
It's not.
It's wrapping. It has value.
You don't even want it.
I don't.
Doesn't matter. That's not how property works.
Poor Nathan. He has a sadness. As Nathan eats a notepad.
Did Andy say he could have his paper?
Doesn't matter. That's how property works.
Oh, my God.
You better finish that.
Okay, on there. So that's my story.
I don't think 3M regulated any of the glue that's on there as being safe.
I don't think that you're going to
eat it. It's from China. It's safe glue.
Yeah, that's how that works.
It's super sticky.
It is super sticky. Are you actually eating? You're going to eat it?
I don't know. It's over here.
Okay.
I mean, may as well now. It's already like halfway done.
Yeah, I don't need it back now.
I do. One last thing about Kingdoms was funny is like the guy, like, his first like two or three Kickstarter updates was like, holy fuck. That was like his first response.
Well,
like,
yeah.
He's like, oh, holy shit. He thought he'd raise a couple million because he got sure. He got like 2 to 3 million towards the very end of the first one.
Sure.
But the fact that he hit like 4 million within 24 hours.
Yeah, that's like.
He knew he was fucked.
He's like, oh, well, there goes my life.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of sucks in a sense for the company. I mean, yeah, they're
It's like three guys.
But at the same time, they have to produce as all those models.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
You have everybody. To. Yeah,
there's
have to
an old commercial.
Redo your contracts and.
God, I forget who it was for. There's like an old Super Bowl commercial, like when the internet was first getting big, and talk about like helping like with startups and the people like there when their company launches, and it says, you know, like product order, it's like 1, 2, and they're like yay, and then it just starts spinning higher and higher, and then they just start panicking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
I mean, there have been Kickstarters that they legitimately had a product they could have delivered, but so many people ordered it they couldn't meet that demand.
Yep.
Like, it happens.
Or you know, even if you can kind of make the demand, sometimes you're just on a razor's edge where one thing goes wrong. Like, the guy that did Glory to Rome and just went fucking bankrupt. Like, he had at the time one of the, if not the biggest Kickstarter for board games, and it bankrupted him. He had to sell his house. He just, it was gone.
Yeah.
Was that the one thing where he mismanaged shipping?
Well, there was issues because he was going to deal with China because his girlfriend at the time like spoke Chinese, and then they broke up, and so he was still working with China but had nobody that could translate, so he had to like try to work with that, and then they stacked pallets that were supposed to do not stack, so half the supply got destroyed, and it was just a disaster.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yep.
That sucks. Wow.
Good times.
Great oldies. That's why I don't do Kickstarter. As a person.
Also, you don't have a product to sell.
Well, you know.
I thought you meant invest in Kickstarter. But,
Is it really investing? But even...
Technically, yeah. It's just we do the board game things, too. To us, it's pre-ordering. But in general, Kickstarter is investing. Yeah.
Anyway. But even companies that are established, if like they have some jump, making the jump from medium to large or small to medium is really hard on them.
That was probably what you meant to do, right?
No, I hate this game.
It
sucks.
La la la.
Do we have anything else we want to talk about?
Is this our last podcast of the year, by the way, because the next couple of Sundays are holidays.
The next one's Christmas. Whoop de doo.
Yeah.
And the one after that is Pitbull Ruins Everything Day.
What are we doing? Because I want to make sure wherever Nathan is New Year's Eve, we are. Nothing is more fun than watching Nathan.
I don't
know
that I want to be there in person, but I would like it on like a cam.
Yeah,
so good watching.
I don't want to be at my house because I don't want anything of mine to be destroyed.
Right.
No, New Year's Eve.
Two years in a row. That
yes.
Happened over
yes.
It's
yes.
Been like three years in a row, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been multiple years.
But at least
because last year was Pitbull not knowing how to count.
Yeah.
And the year before that was them not rewinding, and so they just showed the after party for more than an hour. I'm like, when are you going to rewind and show the live feed from New York because I live in the Midwest? And they just didn't. They just showed fucking nobody's dancing for an hour.
Yep.
That's because true. Fuck the Midwest.
Man.
It's not like for our entire lives they've had the same pattern where they show the ball drop live, and then they show a half hour of after party, and then they warp back in time and show us the recording so we can have our own half hour and then ball drop.
I never cared about New Year's Eve till I met you. Just now I care so much just to be wherever you are.
They have one job. Like, it's literally all they have to do is count from 10 to 1 and time it for midnight. That's it. And they can't fucking do it.
No, they did do it the one time. They just didn't repeat it for you.
No, they timed it for 11 p.m.
So you say.
So, yeah. So says everybody in our time zone.
The rest of the people in our time zone really didn't care.
Then why would they be watching at all?
Because you wanted to.
Not me. Like, why are they broadcasting that? Like,
that's fair. That's fair. I'm sure one of the other channels rewound, just not the one we were on.
Yeah, the Pitbull channel did, and they rewind to him not understanding the concept of time.
He could not count very well. It was pretty amazing. 8, 7... Alphabet. Banana.
It's like, all right.
Blueberry.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, woo! And then he danced.
Yeah, he did. And he doesn't understand how seconds work.
No.
Oh, my God.
Gary wanted to dance, Steve.
It was so good.
He wanted to get to the dance part.
Yeah.
He did. It was so good being there with Nathan.
What the fuck's the point of Pitbull?
To count.
To dance.
To dance. My God.
To be fair, he did count.
The kids like him.
Yeah,
fucking the kids
like him. Andy, that's funny.
I know, like, the only other thing I know about Pitbull is apparently he begins every one of his songs with, like, this is Mr. Worldwide. And he does that kindly enough so that you know to change the station.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
True story.
He's helping you out.
Fuck Pitbull.
Poor Pitbull.
God damn. Why? Why is he a millionaire who bangs supermodels? He's terrible.
I would point out Tort's not in the chat, but Nathan scared him away again.
Probably.
Did he?
Meh.
I did see that. I stumbled into that thread this week and was like, the fuck is happening?
Nathan argues with himself is what happened for like...
I heard about that, by the way. Like, I got secondhand.
Two people with the same arguing style arguing at each other. It's so fun to watch.
Yeah, except I copy and pasted the entire argument and said, please show me where I do the thing, and nobody could.
And then Tort would copy and paste.
Literally nobody could. No, he just stopped posting at all.
He did a few responses to you, and then you kept... You two are so great.
I copy and paste. I said, show me where I do the thing you say I do, and it's not there, and then nobody ever responded to point it out because, spoiler, you couldn't show it.
Good times.
The problem is
what's the problem?
I solo rant like a motherfucker, and I will talk about how Pitbull is a piece of shit and I hope he dies, okay? Sure. But when I'm having an internet debate with somebody,
continue.
Because I read everything 4 times before I post it. I read their thing, and then I write, and I read it again, and then I read my thing again, and I read their thing again, and then I read their thing a 4th fucking time to make sure that I'm not missing something, and then I finally post it because I don't want to ad hominem. I don't want to straw man because I know that everybody assumes I do that shit. But I never do because I'm super careful not to, but it doesn't matter that I'm super careful not to. Everybody's like, yeah, you do that shit. And so then this happens. We're like, yeah, you do this shit. And I copy and pasted the whole fucking argument. And I said, please show me. Please. Legitimately please. Because if I do it, I don't want to. For the love of God, point out where I do this thing. And then nobody does. But then they're still like, yeah, you do that.
Yeah, I can see you doing that.
So explain to me... Because there was multiple instances of it.
Nope, there were zero.
No. I get the gist. You talked about it. Both parties talked about it on just insane. I get the gist of what it is. What is strawmanning?
Strawmanning, so let's say that you say, say a point. Say an opinion.
An opinion. Well,
this bubble game sucks.
I think this pen's color is ugly.
Okay. Well, so you hate all pens, and that's wrong of you to hate all pens, and this is why. and I just argue against the concept of hating all pens.
Okay.
You didn't say you hated all pens. Your stance wasn't that you hate all pens. Your stance was that this particular pen was an ugly color. But it would have been more difficult for me to argue against that. So instead of fairly arguing against your statement, I changed your statement to something stupid so that you looked stupid and it was easier for me to say that you were wrong because the statement I claimed you said was wrong. You're like, oh, well, I don't really like Joe. Let's say, just say Joe happens to be Jewish, okay? Because we'll take this to an extreme. You're like, I don't like Joe. Joe's kind of a jerk. Oh, so you're an anti-Semite. So here's the thing with you being an anti-Semite is it's a terrible fucking thing, you terrible Nazi.
That's I win.
Strawmanning is when they say something, and instead of arguing against it, you change what they said to something that's irrational and easier to disprove, and then you beat the shit out of that straw man.
Well,
the actual person, okay. The scarecrow you have created.
I thought strawmanning was the irrational part, but I thought it was using an irrational example, but not quite changing it to that.
No, it's taking their real statement, making a fake, shitty version of the statement that you can more easily beat, and then beating that. And so, you know... That's what it is. And so, like, what happened with the other tort argument was where I posted a roast of Ann Coulter, you know, and then somebody's like, well, I was like, oh, so you hate women entirely? Like, that would be a straw man, you know? Sure. And it wasn't, then, but whatever. So, yeah, that's straw manning.
That one was weird. That one I got your back on because that one was weird to me, too.
Well, that one was...
Plus, Ann Coulter.
It was a roast. They are meant to be bad. They are meant to
Correct. So that one was even beyond the rails, you know.
There's sometimes even truth behind those roasts.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth behind a lot of those roasts. Yeah.
But then here I'll go into the specific of this then. So, and this is where I'm careful not to be doing that, is so Tort was of the opinion that things that were said against her were misogynistic because they were whatever, and they were based on her appearance and blah 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 blah. And I said, so do you think that it is inherently misogynistic any time that a man makes fun of a woman? So the issue is that if I had said, oh, so you think any time I make fun of a woman it's misogynistic, that would be a straw man. If I stated that that was his opinion and then argued against it. But by asking a probing question, that's actually me trying to have a conversation and not just win the argument.
Sure.
And I mean... But apparently doesn't always appear that way. I don't fucking know. But I very specifically ask questions instead of making statements about the other person's viewpoints.
Questions are traps.
They are traps, apparently. Well, I find that people get angry if you ask them about their stance if their stance is bad. But.
Duh. Well, you know what they say about winning an argument on the internet. So
yeah, it's fine. But at least you learned what a straw man is and what bifurcate means.
And I Googled it, and he did give a correct representation of what a straw man is.
Obviously, everyone knows what bifurcate means.
Obviously.
Yeah. Obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah. I do not know.
It's not that other word that means straight.
Heterosexual?
Boom. You don't
know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so all kinds of people, gay and orthogonal.
We were talking about bishops who straight too, so you know.
No, well yeah, they use diagonally straight.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, there's no such thing as straight. There's only diagonal and orthogonal. And like a horse. Those are the three ways you can move. In chess.
Four ways.
Diagonal, orthogonal, and like a horse? What fourth way is there to move in chess?
Castling.
That's orthogonal. It's just the two pieces do it simultaneously. And through each other.
Yeah, so it's ethereal orthogonal.
It's ethereal orthogonal. Yeah. I can go with ethereal orthogonal. It's my new band name.
When a rook takes a piece, though, it's like a diagonal, like straight thing.
What about a pawn?
No, a pawn. So a pawn, a hop, and it's goose to the left.
I was thinking a better example is the pawn.
What?
That's why I play.
Nice, do that.
He's thinking en passant.
En passant, you move diagonally.
Nope.
No, you move forward and then diagonally.
Pawns move two forward, one left, one forward.
Oh, yeah, because you're just
no,
already past them.
No, the other pawn moves two spaces orthogonally.
And then you and then move the, where they would
the,
have been.
You move one space diagonally into the cutoff spot.
They jump the piece behind them.
No, pawns never jump anything.
Now
you're thinking
about
of cannons in Chinese chess.
Or checkers.
Oh.
Well, you're also possibly thinking of checkers.
Chinese chess.
You should. It's good.
I don't do anything Chinese.
Chinese food trust in Hy-Vee.
America.
Chinese
it's very
food
American
is,
Chinese food.
Chinese food in America is not Chinese food.
I know.
I know
I'm
it's
aware.
Delicious.
It is delicious.
It is really good.
has flavor.
It's almost as good as Indian food.
I like Thai food too.
I don't like Thai food.
Do you like TIE fighters?
Sure.
Anytime somebody types LOL, I just see a TIE fighter. Now you will too.
Here's the thing.
Advanced prototype.
You said TIE fighters. Here's a Star Wars piece of information. It's not a spoiler. There's a lot of things in the trailer that aren't in the movie, which is not a. I mean, that happens. A like lot Vader? Of movies have a lot of things in trailers that aren't in movies. But it's fast. It's really fascinating what's in the trailers that's not in the movie for this. So I'm telling you.
I actually kind of want to go back and look now and see what was in there that wasn't.
There's a bunch of articles on it because it's really ridiculous that some of the things that are different.
Well, I heard there was a major reshoot of the movie late in filming.
They did,
which is probably
they did a reshoot in May. They said they were always planning on it, but they did change a couple things. There's some talk about that too, but there's.
I think because it was too dark. I think.
No, there was some rumors that it was about because Disney didn't like something, but that was debunked. And there's some articles on it now though, but it's just interesting. I don't obviously talk about it, but there's this thing.
I'm kind of curious. What was it? What was in the
trailer? Once you see the movie, it's interesting enough that you should Google. Everyone who sees the movie should then look up the
trailer and see what it was. Yeah.
And read the articles about because obviously articles have already called it out. So.
Well, yeah. Interesting. Fascinating.
Movie is good. Should watch it. What are you doing tomorrow night?
I don't know.
You're doing something with your family.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that hypothetically could be it, but, you know.
You could do that with your family.
Yeah. It's possible. You can do all kinds of stuff with your family.
That's true.
I don't find that to be true.
Yeah. Oh, isn't there like a terrible CGI Tarkin?
It's not terrible.
It's pretty cool. Actually, I think it was bad.
Why would there be any CGI Tarkin? Just have a different actor. Who the fuck cares?
I thought it was good.
One good thing that I know about this, they did actually contact the family to see if that would be okay for them to do that, and family said sure.
Okay, but I thought it looked still really don't like.
I thought it looked good.
I think there's other things where they get other actors. I think it looked good.
Nico and Nick says Vader shouldn't have one-liners, but Vader has tons of one-liners in the original ones.
Yeah.
Fucking apology accepted? Like, come on.
Oh, yeah.
That is a quip and a half.
The
one-liner he's talking about
is amazing.
Is amazing.
Is it as good as in the graphic novels when he's surrounded by a bunch of soldiers and they're like, surrender, you're surrounded. He says, the only thing I'm surrounded by is fear and dead men.
Yeah.
And then he fucking kills all of them.
I watched that.
He just uses the force to turn on all their thermal detonators and they just start exploding all over the place. It's amazing.
It's evidently like this 10 pages of just Vader killing an army.
Yes. Nice. And they shoot him down and they land like 500 people. Because they're like, we need at least 500 people. And they apparently needed at least 501.
But no, his people were complaining about the costume for Vader, and they went out of their way to make it look exactly like the New Hope. Now, maybe the New Hope costume looks more quirky when you look at it more cleanly, but I mean,
they
made it the same costume because it's before the movie, so they went out of their way to make it look the same, and there was some complaining. Oh, it doesn't look like it.
It's literally the same costume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it looked the same.
It's cool to have the actor, because I think mostly because I just love Tarkin's voice, and Tarkin is just a badass in general, so I'll take more of
him. We're at that time in our life in watching these characters and movies is just, it's not out of Uncanny Valley yet.
But it's fucking close.
It's fucking close.
Really, I mean, it's like there are moments you're like, it looks like it's just...
Because they did other characters... with the different actors, I bet they put some effort into it. And we're like, you know what? And then someone's like, well, can we find someone? And someone's like, hey, how about this? And they go, that's probably, you know, good. So, yeah. Like, I have no problem. I had zero problem with it.
Yeah, I thought the whole thing was done.
Something that matched really well with Google.
The only thing, there's only one line that Darth Vader had that I really disliked.
That's what we're talking about.
I know.
It's beautiful.
Katie didn't like it.
Beautiful.
It was awful.
It's beautiful.
It's the worst.
Like I said, he should have had a mic in his other hand to drop it.
It would have been pretty
good. Just drop his lightsaber.
Yeah.
And pick it back
I wouldn't
up real
call
quick.
That a one-liner, though.
It was a one-liner?
What would you call it?
It's a pun.
Well, sure, one-liners are usually like a quippy pun immediately after murdering somebody or otherwise defeating them.
It was not okay.
He's not okay with
how many lines were involved?
Well, does saying somebody's name and then having a comma after it make it two lines?
No.
No, it was a one-liner.
I get the complaint, though. Some people might, but because that's how Vader talk. And if you hang with the Emperor's always spouting one-liner nonsense. I think if you hang around that kind of environment, you're gonna pick up the one-liner habit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, honestly, if that's
the force of habit.
That was a good one-liner. Yeah. See, I would be okay with him doing one-liners, just not that one. I just didn't like it. It was awful.
But I that's a complaint I can get from someone. And plus, if that's like the level of complaints people have, it's a pretty good movie. When like, you have to go to that level to really.
Yeah, well, the camera also
zoomed up to Vader's face when he said it. He was like,
yeah.
It was like, all you needed were sunglasses and like a screech from like
the record.
Well, the one CSI Miami always had like the little music they play whenever someone did a one liner.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could have had that in there too. I mean, that would have made it better. Obviously, that's going to be. I mean, that's. You got to. Hate that song. That's going to be. Wow, that's a great song.
I hate the 15-hour-long intro that's annoying as shit. And then once the song starts, I'm okay.
Fair.
Boogity. I'd be fine with that if it was not, like, literally 2 days long.
Oh, I like the Elton John version.
I don't feel like literally is the correct.
I think it is. I defend literally pretty staunchly against figurative use. I'm sticking with it this time.
I literally am not sure what you mean by that.
That is actually a correct usage of literally.
I know how to use my words.
I'm happily bifurcating the definition for you here.
But yeah.
Zappity grumble?
Time? No, we have none.
Well, we had the thing about the Susan G. Komen Foundation.
No.
We've discussed that in length.
They definitely make a lot of money for bringing awareness of breast cancer. So, I mean, that's...
Ta-da!
A lot of money bring awareness.
But some of the money does go towards it. So the question is, if they didn't exist and no money went towards breast cancer, is it worse than them just consuming a bunch of money for their little personal gain, but yet a decent chunk still going there?
A decent chunk does. Assuming, it's not decent.
You're also assuming
it's like a single-digit percentage.
Void. Well, I'm assuming that no one feels the void. Then it's okay. But obviously, someone else would fill the void and be better.
Yeah.
There's a lot of other really good charities that you can give to.
Not if the Susan G. Komen Foundation has anything to say about it.
Correct.
So does it bother Nathan that I give like thousands of dollars every year to the Susan G. Komen Foundation?
You're wasting your money. Give it to literally any other cancer charity. Because of that thousand, if you give them $1,000, they will spend 999 of it on other shit, 990 of which is suing other charities.
I actually don't, but I wanted to see your reaction.
That's fine. Just
we all know Kitty wouldn't let you blow money like on that particular charity.
What?
Thousands of dollars on one.
There's the Katie Shea charity.
Foundation. Yeah.
That is her favorite charity.
That's her favorite charity, right?
Katie Shea Retirement Fund Foundation.
No, just Now Fund.
Yeah.
Foundation.
I would rather have the money in the bank and stuff.
Yeah, that is Katie.
Statement.
I married an accountant. One of her favorite things is to just do the books on like our finances and like budget things and then rebudget them again a week later just because it's fun.
Well, no, it's because things have changed and we need to update that. So it's reflected.
Not enough things have changed for it to matter.
Sometimes.
Weird.
It's not really a budget. It's more of a forecast.
Whatever. Nerd.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
You work in a place that's designed to look like Hogwarts, okay?
To be fair, I'm not in the Hogwarts.
Oh, you're not in Hogwarts. Which one do you live in? The barn dance sequence?
I'm in Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, you play... Okay. Oh, my bad. Sorry, I didn't realize you were in Alice in Wonderland. That's totally mature.
With the upside-down stairwell.
Who is Johnny Depp in your area?
We don't have a Johnny Depp, but... I'm okay with it.
We didn't have a Johnny Depp.
Yeah, we all wish we didn't have a Johnny Depp.
They're coming out with another Caribbean movie.
It's depressing to look at his IMDb page and scroll back to the last time he made a good movie.
And he used to make great movies.
Oh, wow. The Whitey Bulger one. That one, Black Mass.
Nobody saw it.
I didn't actually
it.
See that one. It's decent, though.
All right. All right, so maybe that one's good.
The issue mainly is that he's associated with Tim Burton.
Yeah. Tim Burton makes fine movies.
Tim Burton with Johnny Depp makes
Sleepy Hollow. Is
they like go down rabbit holes together, and they do not come out.
Literally,
yeah.
Rabbit holes.
I know.
So fucking bad.
It's too artsy fartsy, and then he decides he wants to play makeup again.
Stop.
I don't mind the pirate movies that
much. The first one's amazing. The rest are terrible.
Sleepy Hollow.
Each one is Sleepy worse Hollow than the previous one. The second one's tolerable. The third one's bad. And the fourth one is an abomination.
I agree with Andy on this one. I actually think, while they're not great, the other pirate movies are still enjoyable. They're nowhere near the first one.
Correct.
But they're still enjoyable, mindless, watchable. Mindless.
Even the one where the love interest is a guy wanting to fuck a shark.
Sure. I like that more. I like the fourth one more than the third one.
Yeah,
because they're both terrible.
I like the first one. The first one
is amazing. I love the first one. It's one of my favorite movies.
The second one to me was okay. It's only worse because its follow up is so bad. Like the second one, it's one of those movies where when you have part two. Can sometimes it be better or worse based on the third one, how things sync together.
I think they added too much mythos in the second one to prepare for the third one, and the third one couldn't carry that much shit. So I kind of have to blame the second for that, not the third. Like, the second needed less plot.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this one. Is Pirates 2 through X worse than Matrix 2 through X as compared to the first in the series?
There's only 2 and 3 for Matrix.
I'm aware, but Pirates
And there's the Animatrix.
Like... Which do you think is the worst compared to its source material?
If one of them, if I could pare one of them down to just the first movie, and I think the one that I improved the universe more by doing that is Pirates.
Really?
I think that the Matrix trilogy is definitely weaker than the, like, the first is the best, but the trilogy is watchable as a trilogy. Hmm. Pirates is just a complete falling off a cliff.
Well, it's a different kind of movie because Pirates... It is a standalone movie all on its own.
Right.
Made
sure. So is The Matrix.
So is Matrix. Matrix is really more of a trilogy, though.
No,
the first one could have been standalone.
Both of them were written as standalones originally.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And if I had to pick one to sit down and watch and try to enjoy
Matrix
myself,
wraps up
I'd rather watch Matrix 2. I'd rather watch Pirates 2 than Matrix 2. And I'd rather
Matrix
watch Pirates...
2. Matrix 2 is probably the worst individual film of both series.
Of both series.
But The Matrix manages to wrap up the trilogy as a trilogy, and it kind of ties up the ends, and I'm okay with it as a trilogy if you watch all three. Pirates just keeps going on and getting more and more bloated and having shit I don't care about happen.
I think I still just, I
dislike Matrix more
now,
than
I'm not
Pirates
saying, ones. Like, let's go watch them all and have a, you know, see who can lose the most contest, because we're all losing in this contest. I think we can agree on that, but I definitely can tolerate... I could watch the Pirates movie and get more enjoyment. Well, no. Matrix. I don't know.
Matrix 2 is bad, but Matrix 3 picks up.
The fight scene down in Zion with the robots and things firing from the ceiling.
I love the whole highway fight scene a lot.
There are sequences in both series that I think
Matrix
are enjoyable.
Matrix 2 only suffers
movies.
Because, like, Burly Brawl is... Like, Matrix 2, they didn't know how to handle Neo being a god, and they handle it badly.
Yeah.
But the fight scene that doesn't have Neo, like the highway scene, is amazing. And then the fight scene, and then in the third movie, they handle Neo being a god by having him do not fighting stuff. They have him actually go the Messiah route, and it's more interesting than him just punching shit.
Right.
Pirates just keeps doing random stuff, and it's just dumb. And it's like, why? Please just stop.
I don't know.
Where are they going? They're just meandering.
I mean, I think in some ways they are meandering, but I enjoy it as a mindless film more than I enjoy The Matrix 2 and 3.
Yeah.
And there's characters, like, I admit that Squidface McGee is never going to be the greatest character in a movie ever, but I enjoy him as a character. He's funny.
Yeah,
he's funny. He's enjoyable.
Barbossa was good until they ruined him by bringing him back.
That was,
you know,
unfortunate.
I mean...
I liked Ian McShane as Blackbeard.
Sure.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Like, that's the thing, is there's things about the pirate movie that make it enjoyable for me.
Why is the romantic interest a literal, like, a monster.
I didn't know it was at first. I don't think he knew what it was.
Well, he thought she would be okay and better, and then she killed him, which is still kind of funny.
She doesn't kill him.
She killed him at the end.
Does she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good then.
Yeah.
I thought they, like, swam away and...
She
ate him and then swam away.
Oh, I don't remember her eating
him. Oh, you're talking about the mermaid.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, good. As long as she eats him. Never mind.
Oh,
that's better.
She definitely eats him.
Nathan's on board.
I'm on board now. I could have sworn that.
They're all like, she's going to kill you. I'm going to save her. She's going to kill you. I'm going to save her. She killed him.
Never mind.
No, she ate him. And
I must have been frothing and you know, like,
well,
having a seizure by then.
I think she might have pulled him down so, like, other people could eat him.
She pulled him into the water to kill him.
At any rate, she killed the fuck out of him.
Okay, good. I'm on board now.
Yeah. Yeah, he got murdered.
That stupid afterlife thing with all the crabs is dumb, though.
The afterlife thing with all the crabs was not strong, but there's parts of the Matrix movies that make me want to just turn them off, too.
It's just too much plot. It really is. I just... I feel like the Pirates movies need to stop.
The I'm a Ninja review of Pirates 2 is pretty much...
way too much... was that not enough gore and way too much Verbinski is how he described the second one.
Okay.
Because the director's Gore Verbinski.
Ah, okay.
So it's way too much Verbinski.
Yeah. And then his review for 3 was basically he just cut and paste, like, he just cut and paste the review for 2 into 3 and just inserted the word 3.
Yes. Nice.
It's true.
The opening to 3 is amazing with when they have the line of pirates and they're killing all the pirates.
Yeah.
Really, they have like these visually really good moments in the Pirates movie, but it's just frustrating.
The most recent Resident Evil movie had one of my favorite opening sequences of any film, which is shocking because those movies are not good.
Oh, they're terrible.
No, they're not good,
but the opening sequence cool.
I like Zorro 2. We should watch Zorro.
Zorro's a good
the first
movie.
Of the two. The second one's terrible.
Yeah.
I like Antonio Banderas quite a bit.
And I like Catherine Zeta-Jones quite a bit as well.
I know. It's a win-win-win.
It's a win-win.
It is.
We should watch Mask of Zorro this week. That's my recommendation. Watch Mask of Zorro. Old-ass movie. How old is that movie nowadays? Man. All right.
It came out in like 2002.
98?
That's my guess.
Anyone else have a guess?
That's possibly...
I'm going older. I'm going older.
Older than 98. So,
because maybe, I think they waited like a decade to do the sequel, which is always bad, and I think the sequel's more than a decade old.
I'm thinking 6 or 7, 96 or 97 maybe.
So you're thinking older. You're thinking 98.
I said older than 8, so we're kind of on the same page.
So you're kind of
the
same thing, Katie?
Well, originally
just so I'm not tying with him, I'll say I'll go 95. He's
really
probably right, though.
I'm unhappy with that decision.
All right.
So I'm going to say 1999.
All right. The winner is Andy. 1998 exactly.
Ah,
well done,
son of a
sir.
Bitch.
Well done.
I've been getting better in my picking years for movies.
Adam, my brother and I were playing over under with Rotten Tomatoes. He'd pull up a movie, and he said, "Okay, you know, it's like he pulled up. We pulled up Office Party, Office Christmas Party. So we'll do the over under here. Office Christmas Party. What's the over under on that?
Oh, for Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah. What's it at?
It's at 42, I think.
Well, you looked.
No, I didn't notice it from like days ago. I haven't looked at it recently.
It's at 43 now, but we were doing that with random things. Yeah.
It probably doesn't look good.
It's a comedy.
I would see a comedy in the 40s. The comedy in the 40s could have some really great moments.
It could be, not overall enjoyable, but a
bad comedy that's in the 40s will have probably three amazing scenes, and if they're just good enough, it'll make it for the entire
Also, how the fuck did I forget Anthony Hopkins is also in Mask of
Zorro? He's Zorro.
Yeah.
He's literally Zorro in that movie.
Oh, my God, that movie's so good.
It is so good.
It's like it's one of my second favorite Zorro movies.
He's in the upcoming Transformers movie, and I don't understand how that happened. I'll have to think about this. He needed to buy another house. He's like, I'll do this Transformers.
I don't know. I want
to
go watch Westworld again, though. Katie didn't watch Westworld, so I have to watch Westworld.
I also really like the Disney Three Musketeers movie.
Yeah. That's very good.
That was good too. Yep. D'Artagnan.
Mm. Well, Man in the Iron Mask.
That's good too.
Yeah, I didn't like Man in the Iron Mask as much.
I like both of those quite a bit.
I enjoyed Man in the Iron Mask.
Pretty
I like
every
Three Musketeers,
Musketeers movie is good.
Yeah.
No.
Is there a bad one? Did I miss one?
No, oh, you missed one.
Oh, what the one with fucking Mia Jovovich
and with the airships?
Yeah, with airships.
Oh, yeah. Why were there airships in the Three Musketeers? I never even watched it.
I forgot
I saw the trailer.
Like Cardinal Richelieu.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw the trailer. So D'Artagnan's a woman. I think.
Christoph Waltz is a Cardinal Richelieu.
But D'Artagnan is Mila Jovovich in that movie, right?
I don't know.
He's one of the characters in it.
So at any rate, the previews make it look like she's D'Artagnan. So a female D'Artagnan, and there's fucking airships firing cannons at each other. Flying boats.
It's like steampunk. It's whatever.
It looks terrible.
Did you see it?
I did not.
You can't judge then.
I am judging based on the trailer.
You can do whatever you want.
I guess you can.
We've learned this before.
America.
There are things that are... that are in the movie.
Have any of you seen that movie? Have any of you seen it?
I saw part of it.
I've seen at least parts of it.
Yeah.
And it was bad enough you didn't watch the rest of it.
Was it the parts from the trailer?
No, I saw like the last 15 minutes like it because I had HBO in the hotel at a convention.
Sure. And was that 15 minutes any good?
I mean, Mia Jovovich was wearing Victorian outfit, so she looked cool.
Sure.
And Christoph Waltz was all mean.
No, the Disney version.
The Disney version is amazing.
Disney version is amazing.
No.
I think we can all agree with that.
But they're not musketeers, and there aren't three of them. Like in any story, there's four and they don't use muskets.
Three of the four are musketeers.
Yeah.
But they don't use muskets. They sword fight.
They're the three musketeers.
Where are their guns?
Matthew McFadden is Arthos.
This is the Mila Jovovich one.
Ray Stevenson is in it. He's Portland.
Ray Stevens? That's right. They call Stevenson. Him the street.
No,
best thing on 2 feet.
Orlando Bloom is in it.
Oh, dear God.
He used to be good.
Speaking of Ask a Ninja, his review of, I forget which of the Pirates movies where he described Orlando Bloom, or Keira Knightley as a less feminine Orlando Bloom.
Does he do anything else? anything still?
Occasionally he pops up a video, but no, pretty much no.
That was my ringtone for a long time, was the Ask a Ninja theme song.
I got a lot of enjoyment from that.
I liked his home security plan.
Yeah.
Which was basically putting...
It was his floor plan.
Yeah,
his floor plan.
Because there was no ceiling.
Is putting Enemy of the State on.
Yeah, because anybody breaking in would stop to watch it, because you always have to stop and watch Enemy of the State.
Yeah.
That's true, which is another really good movie.
Yeah.
Why are you wearing 90s jeans?
What?
Not?
It's just jeans.
It's stonewashed. She's right.
Jeans?
No. Sure. Stonewashed is a 90s thing.
These aren't stonewashed.
What?
They're not stonewashed. They're just very light.
Okay, so I'm wearing light blue jeans.
Yep.
Sorry. It's not like I have them French rolled or anything like that. They're not like...
tight cuffs.
What's going on?
All right. Let's just...
All right. My recommendation is to go watch Mask of Zorro from 1998.
My recommendation is Disney Three Musketeers.
Boom.
We got some pretty bold recommendations.
You ever see the 2011 Three Musketeers?
No. Oh, you know what, though? Actually, go see Rogue One. It's a really good movie.
Rogue One is really good.
Yeah.
That would have been my recommendation, but I didn't want to cheat and say the thing that I knew we'd always say. So.
Well, I'll say more than one sentence about mine. My recommendation is Let It Die for the PlayStation 4.
Okay.
It is free. It's basically... No, it's free-ish. I mean, so basically, think like Clash of Clans, right? Sure. It's free to download. You have three resources, two of which are used for purchasing things in the game, and the third of which is used to speed up timers and get continues, and that's how they get you, and you can give them real money to get more of that commodity. It's just like a Clash of Clans-style thing.
Sure.
But it's for the PlayStation 4, it's free, and it's got the same thing. You raid people to steal their stuff, they raid yours, but instead of being like... a town and all the people and stuff, it's a third person like slash hack and slash fighter like Dark Souls. And it's a tower, it's a roguelike. You go up there, the tower's randomly generated, shit kills you. When your guys die, you have to go and kill them to get them back because they're resurrected as an NPC. So you have to go kill them to get them back, and then you can send them to attack other people and steal their shit. And it's a lot of fun, and I'm super addicted, and it's free, and everybody should download it.
Okay.
Because I know you guys have all played like Clash of Clans, so yeah. You're okay with that style of gameplay. It's really that style of a game just on the PlayStation.
That's for Andy.
Oh, that's for Andy.
That's for Andy.
Okay,
Kat.
Hi.
Yeah, my problem with this kind of game is that I'm the one who buys all this. If it's got a money thing, you just buy a pile of money.
Yeah.
How much money have you guys spent on Clash of Clans?
Well, I haven't played it in years. I
haven't played a long time, but when I played...
I threw $50. I threw like at least $50 at it.
Yeah.
I have no problems throwing money at a microtransaction game if I played a ton. If I play a game a lot, yeah. I'll throw money at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I might give these guys $5-$10 at some point, but for now I've played, you know, just been playing.
When I play Hearthstone a bunch, I'll throw $50 at it for.
Yeah, I throw money I throw money at Hearthstone each new expansion. I do the spend money, get more than the amount of packs you'd normally get for that price. Sure. It's like $50 or whatever.
The very least, this is worth downloading and playing through the tutorial because it's entertaining as hell, and then you can just uninstall it.
It's a pretty solid game. I played it too, and that was about the point where I saw that there was like, oh, I can't get that chest for another 19 hours. Oh.
Yep. That's your daily. That's your daily chest, right? Your daily login.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, no.
Yep.
One of these. And I play Gems of War.
And like
I play Gems of War for days.
You find weapons and armor like in the tower, but sure. You can buy them from the merchant. But to buy them from the merchant, you have to, number one, find blueprints in the tower. Number two, find the resources required to learn to create that item. And number three, then once he knows how to create the item, you can buy it from him, but you can only buy it from him. Like, you know, if you buy a certain armor from him, he can't make that armor again for like 30 hours. But of course, you can give him a death medal to instantly create it to be able to buy. Of course. I mean, it's a freemium game, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But whatever. I just say, well, I guess I'm not buying those pants again for a while. You know, and that's how I was with Clash of Clans as well. Like, they start you out with some of the premium thing. And sure. So you buy your basic things at the beginning. Like, in this one, you'll buy your inventory slot expansion because that's the important thing for a loot running game.
Sure.
But, like, continues and stuff, I just, oh, well.
Yeah.
But no, it's definitely worth downloading and playing. You'll either get addicted to it, like people got addicted to Clash of Clans, or you won't. And either way, good.
My recommendation is something that's not addicting and not at all expensive.
What's the point?
Star Wars Destiny.
Oh.
It's a card game, collectible card game with dice. It's a little bit like Dice Masters, but Star Wars-y, and probably less expensive than Dice Masters, but it's really fun.
Is it less
Dice
expensive?
Masters has a million different worlds. Like Dice Masters has Marvel and these things.
Yeah, but this game's gonna have expansion,
but
Brian.
You're in on the ground floor.
Oh yeah, you so get on the ground. It's cheaper if you get it on the ground floor.
It's like $3 a pack.
Uh-huh. Brian, how many packs have you bought?
I've bought a lot of packs. I can't buy. I haven't bought packs in over.
Brian,
a week
would
or
it be
two.
Safe to say yeah, you have you literally? Buy them in any would store? It be safe yeah. to say you've literally bought so many packs the stores in town no longer have them?
Well, I mean, I'm not the reason for that. Other people are the reason for that.
Other people are.
Yeah.
You didn't buy two boxes then.
I bought two boxes, but the store had more than two boxes. They had a limit of one per day you could buy, and they ran out after 2 days. That's not relevant to the story. The problem was, when I first heard about it, I'm like, nope, it's a collectible card game. I don't play collectible card games. Then I heard there was dice involved, and I did play some Dice Masters because Ben Lang.
Yeah, Ben Lang loves that game.
And I've played it, and Dice Masters is amazing, but the problem with me with Dice Masters is not only does the game have 75 versions with thousands of cards, mm-hmm. all their events, which I have every 4 hours, give you special new things too. So yep. there's just an insane, it's like, I couldn't possibly catch up to Dice Masters, so sure. I just backed away. So being able to get, then I watch a bunch of videos on how the game is played. I'm like, well, that seems fun. And then I played it, and I'm like, this is amazing. And then I just spent a lot of money at it. And I play it every week now, and it's a great, it's just so much fun. And I would throw so much more money at it, but I can't because the stores are out of stock.
You physically can't.
I physically can't throw money at it. So it's
now, Brian, how many stores would you say you
Amazon
have?
Amazon exists, doesn't it?
How many stores in town do you have pre-orders with?
Two, and there are three stores, so I could
have done barely most of them.
Speaking of Amazon, people had placed orders. Some people had pre-orders game for months because some people knew they wanted to, but I got into it literally 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But people had done pre-orders back in November through Amazon, and they had ordered, like, you know, 10 packs, 7 packs. Well, people started getting their pre-orders in the last week, finally, because there was a delay with Amazon. They didn't get theirs right away. And if you ordered, for whatever reason, one of the distributors in one of the countries screwed up the SKU code. So if you ordered 7 packages, you got 7 cases. So people were literally getting, like, free massive boxes.
Holy crap.
And they would call Amazon's like, well, hey, we shipped you the wrong thing. You keep what you got sent.
What?
So a ton of people got boxes instead of packs, you know.
Oh, my God.
And you
should
have gone through Amazon.
Well, I mean, at the time, I didn't know I was interested in the game. And it was only some people, but it was enough of a group of people that, I mean, it happened to a decent percentage. Yeah. It was all over
so
the
there's
internet.
A lot of extra cards out there now.
Yeah. But the problem with Amazon now is because it's sold out. Now it's third-party vendors are selling the packs and they're selling them. Because a pack is $3, but people are selling packs for like $12 a piece right now because people want it so badly.
Yeah.
But there's going to be a resupply in the 22nd. Not that I'm paying attention.
Not that you're paying attention.
And not that you have it scheduled on your...
On my thing. Yeah. And then January is going to have just a fuck ton of it again. So by January, the demand, it'll be just simple to get.
Right.
I'm only going to buy maybe one more case and I'm going to buy singles from there.
How many singles are we talking?
Well, it depends on what I'm missing. It's fine. It's under control.
I don't have a problem.
The best part is I've seen this before. I've known Brian for 30 years now. So it started with Magic.
Well, I got out of Magic, and I haven't played collectible since because I know better.
You just need one more hit, right?
Hey, it's not my fault. The game is fun. If the game was crappy, I would have got out.
Yeah, there you go.
You can roll dice. It's amazing.
My recommendation is it's an older game that got released back on the PS3. It came as two games, that and a sequel. It is Darksiders. They both recently got re-released in... What are you doing?
Okay.
Stop it.
I was just looking at a shadow.
They both got re-released as remastered editions for the PS4 and I think Xbox One. You play as one of the four horsemen of Apocalypse and...
Death in the first one.
No, War is first
one. Oh, War is first one.
War is the first one, Death is the second one.
Yep.
But they're detailed, cartoony. The gameplay is very similar to like God of War. Maps and the way you gain power-ups is very similar to any of the Legend of Zelda games. It has lock-on mechanisms like all the 3D Legend of Zelda games. Sure. It's very well done. I don't know the actor's name, but he voices Illidan from World of Warcraft.
Pauly Shore.
Yeah,
so you finished Shadows of Mordor, so you said you had time for a new game? Was that...
Yes, I did.
One does not finish out. Well, I guess you did. You're the one person who managed to actually
finish the game.
100% in Shadows of Mordor.
But Mark Hamill also plays a voice as one of the characters in it. It is a very good game. It did not get a lot of money. Some people call it probably how THQ started to fall down. But they're really good games. Both of them.
Both are very highly rated.
Brian broke his disc in half because he couldn't...
And in the second one, there's a pit you can go down. You go, oh, there's a pit, let me explore it. And you fall into the pit, and it's got this massive loot and all these really great things. The thing is, all the monsters down there are like level 50, and you discover it like around level 13, and there's no way out of it. I mean, technically, you could run up the flight. You have to run through, like, 17 rooms. Then you have to, like, climb a ledge. And if you get it once on the ledge, you get knocked back down. So, you know, three or four, maybe 4 or 5 hours of work, and you time everything. Because I did a lot of research on it. And then once I found it's basically nearly next to impossible to get out of it, I just snapped it. I'm like, I'm done with the game. And then I snapped it in half to ensure I would never make the mistake of playing it again. It was great. Yeah. I wasted 8 hours, and time is like the only thing I care about, and it wasted time, and I was upset.
Don't go in that pit, Andy.
Don't go in that pit.
Don't go in
that
pit. You're fine, too.
So that pit shouldn't exist.
Yeah, but it's a fun game. It was really fun. The level, the mechanics, the combat system was really fun.
That same problem could happen to you in, I'm forgetting the predecessor to Skyrim, Oblivion? Was that the one before Skyrim?
Yeah.
Oblivion had some dungeons you could get into very, very early level that were set up in such a way that the only way out was not the way you went in, and they were high-level dungeons, but you could enter them at, like, level 3.
My first Oblivion character got stuck in the painting.
That would be an awful place to get stuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
What's the painting?
There's like this painter disappears, and he's like, it turns out he's actually in his painting. And so you get sucked into the painting, and there's these trolls, and you have to fight them using like paint thinner and shit. But they were way too high level, and I also like didn't grab the paint thinner on my way in. So I was, and you can't get out until you rescue the guy that's in there, who's behind like 12 of these trolls.
Yep.
So
yeah, if you don't have the paint thinner, you're boned. Yep. In there.
Well, we got stuck in there.
We had the paint thinner.
And we had the paint thinner, so we just kited the trolls.
Yeah, I tried that like 6 or 7 times and then just started a new character.
Yeah.
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 Yep. I'm glad you guys instantly knew what I was talking about.
Yup.
Fuck that painting.
The painting is...
It's memorable.
The painting is memorable because it's too high a zone for a low-level character.
Yeah, you find it's like in one of the first couple towns you go to.
Yeah, and you're just like, oh, a painting, sure, why not?
I'll do a side quest.
Yeah, like, I love side quests.
Here is a side quest I just got from an NPC in this town. I'm sure it's leveled appropriately for when I got to this town. Nope, you're stuck in a painting forever. Fuck you. What the hell?
We spent a lot of time in that painting.
Okay, we did.
I'm very happy to find this solidarity.
But it was a good game. It was really fun. But I understand how Brian felt about Darksiders 2. So anyway, I guess that's us. We're all looking pretty tired.
I have to go pick somebody up from
work. I was tired an hour ago.
So this is probably going to be our last podcast for the year.
Yeah.
Nathan and I might do something game-related on our Twitch channel.
I want to talk about this.
We need to do the Minions podcast one of these days.
Off air. I have a question, 30-second question for you guys off air, but I'll wait till we're done.
Okay.
Off air.
Oh,
yep.
All right. Thanks, guys, for watching.
Thank you very much.
Like a Coke can. Oh, not
in
that.
The butt.